you know, as a former prosecutor, I will tell you that what is very difficult about this case is many, many hours were spent investigating it. And Chicago is a very, very, this area is a very, very high crime area. And so those police hours could have been spent investigating
other crimes.
What the
police are saying right now is that they didn't use resources that would have been used on other homicides. But there are clearly costs involved here, and any settlement would have to involve paying back those costs.
Paying back those costs. And also think about the larger issue here, which is the chilling effect on victims, crime victims coming forward. I spent many, many, many hours trying to get victims of crimes to come forward to testify against their abusers, against their attackers, and they didn't want to come forward because people they thought would not believe them. They thought that there would be repercussions. They thought that there would be consequences. This type of crime, if true, has a tremendous chilling effect.
This touches all the buttons.
It does.
It's a setback for race relations, homophobia, MAGA supporters who are, the fingers are pointed at them.
Yes.
I mean, I cannot think of another case where there's this anger on so many sides, and you can understand why there would be.
Again, if true, he has almost single-handedly had this chilling effect on the LGBTQ community, on the black community, on
victims,
the victims. And just there's already this divisiveness that we're seeing in our country. A deal in this kind of case, this kind of high-profile case, I think may be very difficult to come by.
Yeah, I think that's right. And again, when you watch, I think your interview is going to be evidence in this case.
No,
I mean, that sort of locks him in there to a particular account. And when you watch, God, it is so hard to watch that again. Talking about how anyone who would ever make something up like this, et cetera. And that's what everyone in America is thinking right now, is exactly what he said right there.
We should be mindful. He is, of course, entitled to the presumption of innocence. But my goodness, if a grand jury has indicted him, he has been arrested.
Because he still said he hadn't done it.
Yes.
Brothers are saying one thing, he said another. How do you get through that he says, she said process?
You look for objective evidence. You look for something that is beyond just accounts. You look for texts, emails, e-receipts, videos, surveillance, et cetera.
That's all assuming a fight, though. I mean, but it is possible. Tell me if I'm wrong here. But it is possible that if in that statement he gave to the police this morning, he comes out, he then confesses and says, I did do this. That could be the path towards more leniency, correct?
Absolutely. If you take responsibility, prosecutors always look very, very kindly on that. I always did.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you get a deal. I mean, it still could mean you're pleading guilty to the crime you were charged with.
And you can't really look to the brothers, because the brothers are not getting immunity here, right? The brothers,
there's no indication yet.
There's no indication.
Their lawyer's saying they don't need immunity, right? Their lawyer's saying that there's no concern